Boy mene Rabbi Yochanan Mishmuel. Rabbi Yochanan, boy mene Rabbi Yochanan, it's a shalom from Mishmuel. Yesh avelus b'shabes, or yein avelus b'shabes. Is there avelus b'shabes, or the same shalom as no avelus b'shabes? Omale yetzit back, ein avelus b'shabes. There's no din avelus at all on Shabbos. So Tei speaks out that Miyo Reb Yochanan lekibu mishmul. Even though Shmuel answered it back and said clearly, "Ein avelus b'shabes," Tei says the Shnor Reb Yochanan didn't accept it. The Yiyo svira lei dvarm shebetzin and now you can appreciate Liel, because Reb Yochanan himself holds that dvarm shebetzin and that's halacha is noig on Shabbos. When you're in Ovel on that Shabbos, you're not allowed to be with your wife. So even though Shmuel told back ein avelus, Reb Yochanan was not makablet. Reb Yochanan is noig also ein avelus. It was noig avelus b'shabes. Dvarm shebetzin is noig. Yasvi rabbanan kaim with rapapa ul kamer mishmer de Shmuel. Ovel sheshimish mitosa b'yemei aveloi. You should know an Ovel that is with his wife during the avelus is chayiv misa. His mamish chayiv misa for that. And omalei rapapa. So omalei rapapa answered back. Also ritma. So only learned that it's also. Like, what do you say? Such a strong lashon. Chayiv misa for. So only also to do it. And vaytu mishmedu Reb Yochanan ritma. We learned the name of Reb Yochanan like that. That it's also to be with your wife when you're in Ovel. Vishmilachu mishmedu Shmuel. And if you heard something from Shmuel, hachi shmilachu. This is what you heard from Shmuel. The Rama Rav Tachlifa Baravimi, Omar Shmuel, Ovel Shaloi Pora, an Ovel doesn't let his hair grow, nor is an Ovel that took a haircut. Vishloi Pirim, or an Ovel that didn't rip his clothing, Chayiv Misa, for that is Chayiv Misa. Shenem Marapostik says, Roshaychem Atifro, a special postik, no, by Kanim, when you're an Ovel, Roshaychem Atifro, so look at that, by Kanim, a special Lochom, that by Aaron it says, you don't let your hair grow. Don't rip your clothing, and you won't die. Mashma acha shleiporim shleipirim chay misa. Mashma somebody else vakert that has halacha when he's a novel. He's supposed to let his hair grow long, and he's supposed to rip his clothing. If he doesn't rip his clothing, you should know you chay misa for that. And Oma rafer ba papa tona biyova rapsi. Ovel osla tashma shamita b'yemei avoloi. That's the halacha. Novel is also to be with his wife the 7 days when he's a novel. Or mice it once happened biyechot sheshimish mitosav me'avoloi. It happened once with one person. He lived with his wife when he was a novel. The shomtoi chazerim as kviyosoi. Hamamish the chazerim went and ate up his body. The shomtoi as kviyos, which means his aver, the chazerim took care of him. Also, that was his einish back. So it could be a smash mila at the first halacham. Because usually the klal is when the rabbanin say an iser, and if you don't listen to the rabbanin give a klal upon you that says saskana for misa. So it says before, more brachas like that. Kolayv radiv chom is chayiv misa in the chanam here also. The chom said not to be with your wife when you're novel those 7 days, and somebody's with his wife, he deserves to have misa. That was this maisa, the chazerim, the pigs pulled away his aver like man killed him.
And like Rashi brings down two pshatim, Rashi says gviyosei one pshat is kol gufay, the chaz like a dragged away his whole body. V'ikav yamri and some say nechnami diyamri aver shalai imin sakir zaver. The aver we have tashmish with that aver alone, the egg pulled, the pig pulled away. Imor vayta. Omar Shmuel says like this on Shabbos, when an ovel, when you have the avelas, when the Shabbos of your novel is parchaz chayva. These things it's a chayva to act, to do. Netar is rishus. If you want, you could. If not, not. What does that mean? Priya shirush. That's a chayva. On Shabbos, this is the thing that everybody looks at you and sees your hair. Nor should be like wild, should be open. In other words, Rashi says you should not have a tifas arush. A novel mikra din is supposed to have an atifas arush. His head should be wrapped up like Mashenka. And on Shabbos, you have to go without an atifas arush. A priya arush. The hair has to be uncovered like. Chazoras kral yachuruf. The kra, the ripped clothing that you rise kriya on, even though throughout the shiv it's supposed to be in front, you're supposed to see it, on Shabbos there's a chayva to put it in the back, to turn it around and put it in the back. It should not be seen on Shabbos. Skifa samita chayva. And to put your bed straight up, to be zok off the bed, that's also a chayva on Shabbos. Of the avelis, the bed has to be straight up. Mashenke nilus asandal. That we say a novel is not allowed to wear shoes. And on Shabbos, you don't bedavka have to wear shoes. It's a rishus. Like Rashi says, because Rashi said before on Priya, so Rosh Rashi says, Shemegalo Ova Roshay, Bishabbos. On Shabbos, the Ova lasts like uncover his head. V'yeinu Misat, if you don't, Misat, if you don't wrap around your head. V'chazeros Kerala, Churub, Skifa, Samit, Techoyu, Bishabbos. These things are Choyu to do on Shabbos. There's not to be Noyga Vedlos like the Fahesh openly, so these things you have to do. V'ashen Kinilas Hassan, the Rashi says, putting on shoes, it's a Rishus. To love kuliyal masayim masani b'shabbos. Not everybody wears shoes on Shabbos. If you're not wearing shoes, it doesn't show 100% your novel. Other people also don't wear shoes. Therefore, you don't have to bedavka wear shoes on Shabbos. Tashma shamita trishus. If you want to, yes. If not, not. Rechitzis yadayim v'raglayim b'chamin. That arvis is rishus. To wash your hands and face with hot water on arvis. That's a rishus. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on tomorrow.
Dav Chav Dal Roman Aleph. You're 10 lines down. Again, Omar Shmuel. Pechaz is Choyva, and Netar is Rishus. These are talking about an oval on Shabbos. When you're in oval, and during the 7 days, it comes out Shabbos. So what do you do on Shabbos? So Lachar is that Pechaz is the Choyva, and the Tar is only Rishus. That means Priyas HaRosh, and Chazoros Kral Yachurov, and Skifa Samita Tzachoyva. And so on Shabbos, when you're in Oval, these things you have to do. You have to uncover your head. That means you can't have an Atifa HaRosh. A Oval is supposed to have his head like wrapped up. So to come Shabbos, that's called the Fahesium. You're not allowed to do it. You have to like unwrap your head for Shabbos. Chazoros Kral Echurov, the rip that you have on your clothing, you have to turn it backwards. The Chatkila, like we do, is you change clothing. When it comes Shabbos, you have to put on Shabbos clothing. If you don't have another pair of clothing, then you turn the rip around, the backwards. And Skifa Samita, you have to put the bed up again. That's called Skifa Samita. When you're in Ovo, you're supposed to have the bed turned upside down. Now when it becomes Shabbos, you're supposed to put the bed straight up. These things are a chayva to do on Shabbos. Mashenke. Now, Mashenke, Nilas Asandal, that we say in Ovo Namal, not allowed to wear shoes. Or else Tashma Shamita, he's not allowed to be with his wife. And Rechitzis Yodayim V'raglayim B'chamin, and to wash your hands and your feet in hot water arvis, like at night right before Shabbos, that's your Rishus. If you want to, you're allowed to. If you don't want to, you don't have to. These things are called Rishus. When it comes Shabbos, the Avelis on Shabbos, these things are Rishus. Like Rashi says, Nilas Asandal, not everybody puts on shoes on Shabbos. Therefore, if you don't wear shoes on Shabbos, it's not 100% you're an oval. Not everybody puts on shoes. Therefore, if you want to, you can put. If you don't want to, you don't have to. The Rabbah Marav says, Ah, Priya Sarosh Rishus. Even that we say, no, the male wraps his head around. So when it comes on Shabbos, a rab holds, it's not a chi of ton wrap. If you want to, you could. If you don't want, you don't have to. It's af priya sarosh, that you uncover your head like, that's a rishus to do on Shabbos. So the Mara says now, Shmuel, according to Shmuel Shita, my shino nila sasando the rishus. How come wearing shoes is a rishus? If you want to, you're allowed to. If you don't want to, you don't have to put on shoes on Shabbos. Why? The lav kuliyal ma'avidi desaimi misanayu, because not everybody puts on shoes on Shabbos. So therefore, if you're not wearing your shoes, it's not nika, not everybody can tell that you're a novel. So even though dvarm shvahesya, openly you're not allowed to act like a novel on Shabbos, but not wearing shoes is not called acting like a novel, because a lot of people don't put on shoes on Shabbos. So Gemara asked, according to Shmuel, if so, Priya Sarosh Nami, Lav Kulial Mavidi Demagalu Rishayu. So, why does Shmuel say you have to like unwrap your head? For Shabbos, you have to leave your hair like uncovered. Why? Not everybody has their head wrapped up. So, even if you leave yours wrapped up, it's not Nika, you're a novel. Like, what's the difference? Shoes, we're saying, if you want, you don't have to wear. So, how come the head, though, you have to have it unwrapped? Rashi says, Le Kulial Ma Nigla Rishayu B'Shabbos. Some people do keep themselves wrapped up for Shabbos also. So therefore, even if you let yourself be wrapped up, it's not Nika, not everybody knows, you're a novel. So why is it also? So Gemara answers, Shmuel Ataimei. Shmuel goes according to his Shita. To Yomar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Kol Kra She'enoi B'Shas Chimom Eina Kra. Anytime you rip, for you hurt somebody with mace, your father, your mother, anybody after Sechiva for him, there's a mitzvah to rip your clothing. But he says, if you don't rip it, B'Shas Chimom, when you're very hot, that means when you first hear about the news, or like we do, B'Shas Tekfura, B'Shas Levayi, B'Shas Despid, you have to rip it B'Shas Chimom. That's called a Kriya. Later on, it's not called a Kriya. Rashi says, B'Shas Chimom means, B'Shas HaScholas HaTzar, B'Shas Misa. At the beginning, when you first hear about the pain that the person makes, that's when he's supposed to rip your clothing. That's called Shas Chimom. Evaita, V'Chol Atifa, She'eino Ka'atifas Yishmelim, Eino Atifa. Whoever does not make an Atifa the way Yishmelim, the way the Arabs used to do, is not called an Atifa. That's called an Atifa according to Shmuel. So therefore it's like this. Even though some people leave the head wrapped around on Shabbos, but they don't leave it wrapped around like Yishmelim used to do it. The way they used to do it, nobody does it, only a Nuffel does it. So according to Shmuel, what's called an Atifa like Yishmelim, therefore it's also to have it like that, like on Shabbos. Because if you have an Atifa like the Yishmelim that the Arabs do, everybody knows for sure you're a Nuffel. The Rashi says, B'chol Atifa, she'enuch Atifa Yishmelim. Hilkach, kivon d'chol yimei shvua, shu'ovel misatev ki Yishmuel. The whole weekday, according to Shmuel, you have to wrap yourself up like an Arab. Is im einoy noitla b'Shabbos? We don't take it off on Shabbos. Nira kenoy gavelus. It looks like you're a novel even on Shabbos. To kuliyalma loynihiga b'yatifazu elo avelim bavad. Not everybody, like nobody, wears his head wrapped up like this. Only a novel does. Therefore, according to Shmuel, it's good that you're not allowed to keep your head wrapped around on Shabbos, because since only a novel wraps him around like an Yishmael does. Therefore, you can't do it on Shabbos. And Mocher Rav Nachman showed him Ad Guve Do Dikna. It's how far down does this covering go? Until Rashi says Gumay Shabalachi, until the dents in your cheek, until the pimples in the indents in your cheek. Lamata Mipiv. It's below your mouth. That's how far you have to have this Atifa. That's Gomamish all the way down to the Lamata Mipiv, to the bottom of your mouth. So that's a special atifa, your head is wrapped around, that only Yishmaelim did, or else Yisrael did it when he was a novel, but otherwise they don't wrap around like this. Therefore, on Shabbos, you're not allowed to be wrapped around like this. That's Shmuel Shita. Mashenkin Rav holds no, an atifa is any type of an atifa. And any type of an atifa, people have that even in the weekday also. Even on Shabbos, people have an atifa. Therefore, it's mutter to have the atifa even on Shabbos. It's not nika, people don't see clearly that you're a novel. No. Omer Rav Yaakov, Omer Rav Yechanan. Loi shonu elo she'en loi manolem baraglov. When do we say these halachis that you have to do these things on Shabbos? That's only if you don't have shoes. Avuyesh loi manolem baraglov. Let's say somebody's wearing shoes on Shabbos. Then manolem machichin olov. Then the manol is machiach to show us clearly that he's not a novel. In other words, when do we say he's not allowed to have this atifa? He can't have his head wrapped around on Shabbos. Only if he's not wearing shoes. But if he's wearing shoes on Shabbos, then he's mutter even to have it wrapped around his head. Because since he's wearing shoes, that shows us clearly he's not a novel. Because if he was a novel, he wouldn't be wearing shoes. So it's enough just to put on shoes on Shabbos, and then you don't have to worry about wrapping your head. Even if your head is wrapped, you can leave it that way. The Rashi says, Loishonu that priyas harosh b'Shabbos atzorach legalis choytmoy usvamoy v'ziknoy. When does, like Shmuel say, on Shabbos you have to uncover your nose and your cheek and your beard? Show you mechuse b'mei avoloi, that it was covered when you were novel. Lodia ki ein avels for Shabbos. When do you have to like unwrap your head to show that you're not a novel on Shabbos? That's only yela shein manolam baraglov. Avuyesh manolam baraglov manolam machichin olov. Do you ain't a novel? That shows you're not a novel. Avulagalas roishen etzorach. You don't have to like now unwrap your hair. If privately in your house you want to make this atifa, you're allowed to. Because once you're wearing shoes, it's all right. So Tais asks here, Tais says, Lashonum, Taima, Dichiecha de Manolo, Machichen Olav, Amaila, Amiran Echot, Mahani, Machichen, Venimtsa, Diena, Chayve, Kiyema Echot. Like, Abizai, why are you wearing shoes? Any one of these things should be enough. As long as you do one of these things, that shows you're not a novel. The Shem of the Manolim Yeshachachi Yosef. No, it's a din dafkin shoes. If you're wearing shoes, that shows for sure you're not a novel. So once you're wearing shoes, then you're allowed to keep Yatifa Sarosh even on Shabbos. Right, then before Shmuel said that Kol Kra, anytime you rip your clothing, She'enoi b'shas chimum, that's not at the time when you first hear about the mace, the person died, that Tsar is not fresh, is Eina Kra, it's not called the Kra. You have to rip it like we do, either if you're there, b'shas yitzias neshama, you're supposed to rip then, because that's the biggest Tsar you have. Secondly, then they usually wait b'shas taspedim, after the taspedim. And if you're going to be b'shas kfura, then usually they rip b'shas kfura. B'shas, you put the mace in the ground and start to bury him, that's the biggest tsar you have, so that's when you rip then. But you're supposed to rip it at a time when you have a lot of tsar, a lot of pain, it's fresh upon you what just happened. But if not, if you rip later, it's not called a cry, not makayim the mitzvah. For the Gemara, that's true. For your omru le lishmuel, they told Shmuel that nach nav she the rav, that rav was nifta, rav died. He ripped 13 different clothings. In other words, like every day he ripped the clothing, and then the next day he changed his clothing, and he ripped again. And the third day, fourth, fifth day, every day he kept on changing his clothing, and every day he kept on ripping it. So who you see, he kept on ripping it even later on, even after B'shas Chimum. Omar, he said like this, Shmuel said, Ozal Gavra Devin Mistafinaminei, somebody was nifty here that I was afraid of. He was a chosh of a person. Rashi says, Bukshiyos, I was afraid of his kashas. Like when he would ask me a kasha, I would be afraid. So therefore, Shmuel ripped 13 different clothing. And Omalele Rabbi Yechanon, Nach Navshe de Bechanina, they told Rabbi Yechanon also that Rabbi Chanina was Nifter. And Korale also Tracer Itzdali Milsa. He also ripped 13 different robes he ripped. So Hur Yesi, Omar, and he said Rabbi Yechanon, that also Garva did have in the Tafinaminei. Somebody that was Nifter now, this Rabbi Chanina that I was afraid of. So you see, you're allowed to rip your clothing even later on, even after Shas Chimum. So the Gemara answers, Shani Rabbonin, Techivon Dechol Shoso Mitkirish Matayum, Keshas Chimum Domi. Hey, these Rabbonin, like Shmuel and like Abyechonin, when they remembered the Mesa of Chanina, every day they used to say over the halachas. So every day they mentioned their name, it bothered them as if they Mesa right now. So by the Rabbonin, it's called Keshas Chimum, calls them on, they mention the names. Therefore, every day when they used to talk about them and hear the kashis, it bothered them so much, they were allowed to rise Kriya then. Omale Rovin Bar Ada, L'Rova. That Omar Talmidcha, they said over in the name of your Talmud, that Rav Amrin, Omar Talmidcha Rav Amrin, that Tanya we learned. Ovel Kol Shiva Koiroi Lefona. All 7 days his Kriya, the ripped clothing has to be in front of you. V'yimbola Hachlif Machlif Kriya. If you want to change your clothing, you can change your clothing, but you have to rip it again. The new clothing you put on now, you have to rip. The Shabbos, what about when it comes Shabbos during the Shiva? Then you have a right to turn around the kara, the rip part in the back. If you have other clothing to change to, machlif, you're allowed to change the Shabbos clothing. You don't have to rip the new clothing. But our Kofanim, it says clearly that in the middle of the third or fourth day, if you want to change your clothing, you have to rip your clothing. So for the Kashrut, it's not a Shas Chimum anymore. You already ripped once, B'Shas Levaya. So 3 days later, how come you have to rip again? It's a Kasha on the Shmuel. The Rashi says, Machlif for Kareya, Afopi, Shein the Shas Chimum. Now it's not the Shas Chimum anymore. So how come you have to rip it a second time? And the Gemara, Kitan Yehi B'Chavit Avivimoy. We're only talking about Kibbut Avein, Trashi Shonu. Avolakula Yalma Ein Kureyel B'Shas Chimim. For your brother, for your sister, then the Lachri is you only rip once, B'Shas Chimim. Mashenka, for your father and for your mother, when you sit Shiva all 7 days, if you change your clothing, you have to keep on ripping your clothing over and over again. Now the Gemara asks, Oysan Kroyim. When you change your clothing and you have to rip it a second time, that rip, Misachin Oyein Misachin. Are you allowed to mend it back together again or not? The first crowd we had, you're not allowed to mend it back again. What about the second time you rip your clothing? These times, are you allowed to mend it back or not? So, pligi bo avua the Ravoshia u bakapora. It's machloikis, the father of Ravoshia and bakapora. Chadom ein mesachin, you're not allowed to mend it back together again. The chadom ein mesachin, yes, you're allowed to mend it back together again. And the Gemara says, Testayim Mitzaraya, the Yahua, the Rav Oishia, the Yomer Eimethachim. He's the one that says you're not allowed to mend it back together again. The Yomer Rav Oishia, Eimethachim, you're not allowed to mend it back. Is Miman Shemia, who did Rav Oishia hear it from? Man Shemia, Lav Me Yahua, didn't he hear it from his father? So it's a Raya that his father hell holds, you're not allowed to sew it back, you can't mend it back together again. Mor says, Loi, it could be that Rav Oishia heard it, Mi Ba'akapora Rabbi. That was his Rebbe. So maybe he didn't hear it from his father, he heard it from his Rebbe. So we don't have a proof which one is the one that said you can't mend them back together again. Bibakapur Rabbi Shmuel. Omar Rava, Ovel Metayo Bi Unkali B'Toich Beisai. Inside his house is ladder where the Unkali Rashi says, Choluk Shekareyo. Has the shirt or the jacket that you ripped when you were sitting Shiva. When it becomes Shabbos privately in your house, if you want to, you're allowed to put it on again. As Petzina, you could be Noeg Avelis. Abaya Ashtichel Rab Yosef. Abaya found Rab Yosef. De Porim Lei Sudra Resha. He threw his clothing, his jacket, whatever, his sudras, his kerchief, his handkerchief, on top of his head. The Ozo V'Yosef V'Yosef. Like in his house, he kept his head, like covered up, like to make an Atifas a rush. Omala, he said, Lav Sovel Omar ain't available for Shabbos. Don't you hold it? You're not allowed to act like a novel on Shabbos. So how come you covered up your head? That's acting like a novel. Amalei, he answered back. Amalei, Hoch Yom Rabbi Yechanan, that Dvorim Shevetzina Noig. You should know Dvorim Shevetzina Noig. That this is a private thing in my own house. I'm allowed in my own bedroom, like I'm allowed to keep an Atifas a rush. It's only when other people see me I can't do it. But Petzina, Betech Vesi, you're allowed to. Rashi says, Shebetzina muta linig avelis b'Shabbos. Privately, you're allowed to be naig avelis b'Shabbos. And that's the halacha. There are things betzina we do on Shabbos. Like a Moshe novel, even on Shabbos, not allowed to learn Torah. To learn Torah, it's also called a dover shebetzina. Only maybe to mava sedra, like everybody else does. But more than that, it's also to learn Torah, even on Shabbos. However, if he comes to shul and they give him an aliyah, he's allowed to take the aliyah. Because if he doesn't take the aliyah, that's acting the fahesiyah, everybody will see that you're a novel. But Reb Lezer, the Mishnah said, Reb Lezer Weimer, Mishachor Beis Hamikdash Atzeres K'Shabbos. So again, the Mishnah said the difference between the Yom Tov and the Shabbos, that when Shabbos comes out in the middle of the Yeshiva, it's Oila, even though you're not in the complete Avelis, but that one day is included in the 7 days and it's not Mafsik. Mashenko, when it comes to Yom Tov, a Yom Tov is Mafsik, stops the Shiva. The Mishnah's din was if you know you 3 days before the Yom Tov, in the Halacha we have in the Gemara, as long as you know it even 1 minute, even a few minutes before Yom Tov, you sat Shiva, when it becomes Yom Tov is Mavato the Shiva. So the Mishnah was a Machlokes, what about Shavuos? So Reb Lezer said that after the Beis Hamikdash Chorev, Atzeres is K'Shabbos. As Bizman, they had the Beis Hamikdash on Shavuos. There was any Tashlum for the Kabonis. If you didn't bring the Korban on Shavuos, the next 7 days you're allowed to bring the Korban. So since there was a Tashlum of the next 7 days, it had a Loch like a regal. Vashenkim is man is dead, there's no Beis Hamikdash, there's no more Karbonus. So Reb Lezer said, Shavuos has a Loch like Shabbos, that it's Oila, and it's not Mafsik. Zemar says, Omer of Gidl, Bamanashi, Omer Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Gamliel. We pass like Rabbi Gamliel, and now Mishnah, Nechur, he's the biggest Mekel. That Rabbi Gamliel, the Mishnah said, he was the biggest Megal. He said that even Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippurim, Kirigolim, is not only Atzeres, but even Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is also called Kirigolim. That was Rabbi Gamliel's din of the Mishnah. He was the biggest Megal. That any Yom Tov, even a Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur also, and that's what we pass in Aloch like that, that if you sit Shiva before Rosh Hashanah, when it comes Rosh Hashanah, it's Mevatel the Shiva. So Aloch is Lekula Rabbi Gamliel. Tosis speaks out that Lechur, why did Rav Gidl have to say it for? And Lechur Pshita, that Shmuel always says, Halacha Gdivriya Mekel B'Yovel. So Pshita be passing like Rabbi Gamliel. He's the biggest Mekel. But Tosis says, no, it could be Amol as a Chumra. The Chumra, let's say the Mace is first Mace on Rosh Hashanah. So if Rosh Hashanah is Keshavis, that's called the first day of the Avelis. But if it's called Kirigolim, so you're not Neig Avelis till after the Regal. So sometimes in Afkamina, whether it's a Yom Tov or a Regal, whether it's a Shabbos or a Regal, could be the Chumrah. So if we have to say we paskin, like Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnah, that Tzeres, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, all avalach like regalim, like a regal. Therefore, if you know you shiva beforehand, when it becomes the Yom Tif, it's mevatel the shiva. But if you didn't start beforehand, then you can't start sitting shiva till after the regal. Verse says, Vika demasni loho the Rav Gidol bar Menasheho. Some learn over Rav Gidol's a psak halacha on this halacha. That what? Kol lamid yoim, if somebody is mace, before he's 30 days old, you have a young baby, that's nifta, is tinik yoitzei b'chek. How do you bury this tinik? If he's not even 30 days old, b'chek yistam, carry him out to be buried. You don't have to put him in a coffin, you just carry him out. V'nikva b'yish achas, Ushne anoshim. You're allowed to have one lady go out to the kovrim with two men. That much we're not afraid of yichud. Avoloi b'yishechod ushne anoshim. But not one man with two ladies. We're afraid of yichud even when they're going to bury this little baby. You're not allowed to let a man go out there with two ladies. It's a shiloh from yichud. Abba Shulam says no. Af b'yishechod ushne anoshim.